we make it look really easy because we've been doing it so long too. It's like when I watch somebody play music and I'm like, that looks easy, I think I could do it. And then you like touch the piano keys and you're my hands just go smush mush and make smush mush noises. But I think that's the thing too. It just looks magical when I watch somebody else throw pots, right? And I know what's happening. It still kind of seems magical to me. So
I like to relate it as surfing. It's very similar to surfing. You're riding a wave when you're moving the clay while it's spinning.
Yeah.
And so once you get the feeling of it, it's easy. And that's the way we kind of make it look. But until then, it's surfing. It's totally just plow the board, that kind of stuff.
But I've seen you and others do it, and it's just so seamless. To see you do it, it's just fascinating to watch. But I just look at it and think, I don't want my hands to get dirty.
Hey, that's okay. We need people like that, too, to buy the pots.
To buy it. Yeah, buy it. I love it. It's great stuff.
Ted, honestly, like, you've experienced this, I'm sure. Like, we'll get people in our classes, and there'll be somebody that gets into our class, and like, they'll get up like about 10 minutes in and just start washing their hands like every 5 minutes. And you're like, oh, this isn't for you. And it's okay. Right. So now at the beginning of classes, I'll always ask, like, does anybody here feel like sensory issues? Do you not like your hands being dirty? And there's always one in a class. And I'm like, this is not, you just prepare yourself because this is, your hands will get messy. You can wash them frequently. Like, don't put a ton of water in your pot, but like, wash your hands off frequently. That's okay. Like, it's okay. And we're excited to like have it be like a little different time of year too. Like,
yeah,
a little more holiday oriented. People are in the gift giving spirit. Like, you know, just a little bit like kind of fun and exciting that way, right?
This is the chance to pick up those things, to do your Christmas shopping and get most of it or maybe all of it done.
And you're pretty much buying local. We have, I think, one or two
that are coming from outside of town. Like, a lot of, because of the move-in date, like, a lot of the outside potters had already booked up for November. So this year will be a little bit different faces. We've got a lot of, like, potters that are local to the area. You know, Trista's going to be there. Neil's going to be there.
25 to 30 potters. I mean, it's a very large, supportive community as far as the potters go in this area.
Yes.
And we're all hidden. We're not seen. And so this show allows the opportunity for us to be seen and get together.
Yeah. You walk around and you get to know that potters are cool people.
we're a weird bunch. We're good. We're very generous and delightful and just odd little geese.
Yes, yeah.
Delightfully odd little geese.
No, but this as opposed to in the summer, you might not be thinking about the holidays, but now you are.
Yeah.
And so, Kevin, you've got, I guess, something in this little... It's like
Dan
a little,
Finnegan mug, yeah.
Yeah, an but old just, yeah, you see something like that, and you can look at that and think, I could give that to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and pottery itself, I mean, this is me being a bit biased, but pottery, it tells a story from us making it, but then once you start to use it, handmade pottery really becomes a part of your life and tells your story, your tradition.
It does, because I've got a bunch of things from a lot of you, and some that I have bought, but some that I have gotten, a lot of bowls from the Empty Bowl.
Yes, Empty Bowl,
And they are just wonderful. I've got them in all different sizes over the years, and they're wonderful to have cereal or soup or oatmeal in all the time.
Conversational.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, functional pottery is really about creating, like, art that you can live with and use every day where it doesn't have to be inaccessible, right? It's, like, the most accessible thing.
You wake up in the morning, you need that coffee, so.
And why not? And I have so many, like, you know, customers of mine and customers of the store that will, like, tell me about the mugs that they bought from me or from somebody else that they like use every day, and it makes their day better. Or like somebody will break that mug and it's like an emotional experience when that mug gets broken. And I know it too, because I've had pots that I can't replace get broken, and I'm like, I'm just gonna hold a little funeral for this. So it is, that's the unique thing about being a potter, is that most art, like other than people who are clothing and fashion designers and handbag designers and things of that nature, like, you know, most 2D art that sits on a wall can't be used every day, but like unique to fiber artists and fashion artists and potters is that our art is intended to be used most of the time.
Yeah, we potters actually have to consider all five senses when we make our work. Mm-hmm. We have to consider the way things taste, the way they smell, the way they look, the way they feel, everything.
Yeah.
It's imperative
yeah.
when we make our stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and how you are going to enjoy those senses as well.
Yeah, like think about like the difference like a handle on a mug makes, right? Like everybody yeah. has a really high opinion of like what they want their handle to feel like or what they want the lip to feel like against their mouth, right? Some people can't drink out of thicker lipped mugs or the handle's too small for them so they won't buy it. Or the volume.
Texture of the glaze.
Yeah, the texture of the glaze can be off. Like, and that can be a really difficult thing too, especially if somebody is an atmospheric potter like a wood, fire, or gas, because sometimes they don't have control over like what that feels like all the time. And that can be really, like, difficult. But I think it's one of those things where the pottery itself becomes secondary to the person that's experiencing it. So we have to, like, we have to get our art in there, but we also have to, like, accommodate for human experience. Right. And that really makes it kind of, like, a almost like a inadvertent collaboration all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
So do you make those decisions while you're making it?
100%. Yeah. Actually, before we make it. As soon as we sketch it out. We are deciding whether or not the person likes to hold it with a single finger or whether the person likes to have all their fingers in or whether they like to stick their hand in and what they're drinking, actually, because if something's very aromatic, we have to open up the inside. I mean, there's a lot of engineering involved, too. So we are contemplating all that stuff before we even make it.